GaySex.com. Cumtown is brought to you by GaySex.com, the premier website for having gay sex with other guys on the internet.
GaySex.
Gay sex. It's fucking gay.
Be gay sports.
Have gay sex. It's being gay.
It's being gay.
Yeah, I like that. That's good for me, man.
Folks, welcome to another edition.
Welcome to Americana. Mm-hmm. Please press the pound sign now.
To get your ass
What a cool intro to an album.
What album is that?
Americana.
Who's that?
The Offspring.
Ah, yes, of course.
Welcome to Americana. Please press the pound sign
I was
now.
Not allowed to have Offspring albums.
Why not?
My mother was very... My mom had complete blind spots on certain things, but the things she knew about... Like, I could never listen to Howard Stern, because that was just in the media. And yeah. For some reason, The Offspring she knew about, and she wouldn't let me get an Offspring CD. I couldn't watch The Simpsons. I had to sneak over to Pete's house and watch them.
That's crazy. I remember the kid across the street, he was crying one time because his mom wouldn't let him get Tub Thumper by Chumbawamba.
I had Tub Thumper.
Yeah, because yeah. There was a guy on the cover blowing fire, which is satanic.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
What a dumb bitch that guy's mom probably was.
That dumb Italian lady.
Yeah. Italians are the best. Yeah. But their morality is over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's it for the devil.
No, she wasn't Italian. I mean, they were like... they were Italian Americans.
Yeah, those are even better.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're just fucking asshole dumb whites.
Yeah. Damn, look how stupid The Offspring looks now.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are in their
40s. Oh, my God.
Still being The Offspring.
That's brutal. The guy in the back at least is like ashamed of himself. Yeah, looks I know. Like.
The guys that is in the back. The passenger is, you know, he's the ringleader of the faggotry.
Oh, absolutely.
He's like, this is great, baby. What is his name? Sunset Strip, 47 years old. I thank God every day from, you know, he's Christian.
I'm at
too.
The damn Viper. Oh, yeah, they all turn Christian.
There's no way that guy's not on fucking Instagram. He's like, I was just telling my daughter, I forget what her name is. I was just telling her the other day, Jesus Christ bless us every day we wake up in our fucking Malibu home. And I think back to all the 14-year-old girls I had sex with as a 27-year-old man while their dad waited in their fucking Toyota Tercel in the parking lot. And I'm like, oh, did you find Katie?
Yeah, I found Katie.
Then they had to go home, started cutting themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because the 29-year-old guitarist from The Offspring.
That's right. She didn't even want to fuck him. She wanted to fuck the
main
guy.
Let me find
guy.
This guy's name first before I
before
I start just wildly assuming things about him.
Yes. If you're going to slander the man, at least say his full legal name.
How funny would it be if I got,
we accuse him of
if
rape.
I got sued by The Offspring. Or it's like, look, Your Honor, I don't even know this guy's name. Oh, Noodles. His name is Noodles.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know he asked women to suck his noodle.
Yeah, yeah.
You know he sucked women to suck Noodles' noodle.
Yeah, Noodles from The Offspring. Look at this fucking asshole, dude.
Yeah, this guy
looks like, ugh.
That's brutal.
Yeah, he fucking sucks.
He looks like that Greg Behrend or whatever.
Yeah.
But with fucking horrible
I like Greg Behrend,
hair.
Though.
Yeah, I fuck with Greg. But I'm saying, imagine if Greg was,
yeah,
had like dyed ass blonde hair and a faux
hold
hawk.
On. Greg's someone who works in our industry. That's someone I can forgive for looking like that.
No. He does not have that hair.
Yeah.
And he's probably raped way less women.
All right. Biography. Oh, he's from Los Angeles. Perfect.
Of course.
Oh, my God. Before joining The Offspring, Noodles played in a local band called The Clowns of Death.
No! My man was random before random was a thing. You know he loved evil monkeys, dude.
Oh, man, I'm glad we looked into this guy. The Clowns of Death. I double down on everything I said before about those girls.
Absolutely, he's raped.
You're in the nickname Noodles for his frequent noodling on the guitar. Shut the fuck up.
Jesus Christ, that sucks.
And they called
and
him.
And he's stuck with that.
I hate, why do nicknames need that? Nobody cares about the story behind your fucking nickname.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, they called me Skittles because when I was 4, I loved Skittles. It's like, really? Wow.
Yeah, that's hilarious, gay sex Nick.
Yeah. What?
we can't tell the people the story.
That's not my nickname.
We can't
my
tell
nickname's
the people
Skip.
The story. No, it's gay sex
my
Nick.
My nickname's Skip, like the captain of
no,
a ship.
My nickname is Candy Lips.
Yeah, it's Candy Lips. I love Candy Lips.
Candy Lips is great.
And you know what? I gave you Candy Lips and I let you have it.
No.
So you give me Skip.
Then. No, you're gay sex Nick.
No, I'm either Daddy or Skip.
You can't be
from
daddy.
From here on out, Adam has to call me daddy on the show. He's got a whole I turn my pocket inside out and Adam has to hang on to it the entire episode.
He does that every episode.
Yeah.
By the way, this is a classico. Don't worry, Adam is not in the bathroom.
Classico.
Just a couple boys discussing which members of early, late 90s alternative.
On their DVD release, Huck It, as part of the mock interview, Noodles claims to like the finer things in life, such as red wine, classical music, cigarettes, and poetry.
What a fucking loser!
Yeah. He occasionally goes snowmobiling and snowboarding.
The fire thing, cigarettes and red wine.
Yeah, let me see if
like a 14-year-old girl who just found out about France.
Offspring, Instagram, rape. Instagram.
Let's I'm gonna see. Look up Noodles Offspring rape.
Yeah, rape.
Just to...
the G nudes.
The G
guitar playing primate in the Offspring.
Oh God, how many followers?
Looks like it's mostly. Stuff
pretty
like pictures
gay
of concerts. I'm okay with the beast still threatens me. What is he? Oh, there's a bug. There's a ladybug in his house. He's taking pictures of. I just want to see some sign that this guy's fucking Christian. I know he is. I know that we're gonna find something in here.
Maybe. I'm gonna look up Noodles Offspring rape and see what we got. What's an Offspring song? Oh, geez.
There's a lot of them. Gone Away. I guess he's friends with Doug Benson.
The first thing that comes up is Noodles' motive for raping Deborah. So, I don't know if this is the same Noodles.
We're going to say it is.
I was wondering what anyone's impression of Noodles raping, or maybe this is from like a book or something.
All right, well,
this is from Once Upon a Time in America.
Posting a picture of
Noodles
of the N word on. Yeah, so maybe he's not actually Christian.
Oh yeah, that would make it to the.
He's from like some word scramble game, and he says, "Where's where all my word crossy play is at?"
Oh,
the
no.
word you're looking for is gazing, aging. Yeah, he got in letters N-I-G-G-A-Z in like some word scrabble.
Mm-hmm. And he had to screenshot that.
Yeah.
Respect to him finding a way to sneak saying the N-word.
Yeah. Actually, I kind of like him now.
That's important for SoCal white guys who are racist but seem like they're not. They got to let everyone know.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gay. Is that an Offspring song? What's an Offspring song?
Yeah.
I'm gay. I'm fucking gay. I've just found out I'm gay today. Oh, no. God, well, there's another one that I used to like.
Yeah. I mean, all of the Crazy Taxi songs.
Fuck. What's the one? Wow. Not Pretty Fly for a White Guy. Something with like a Hispanic sounding.
Pretty gay
name.
For a fat guy.
Pretty gay for a fat guy.
That one's about you.
Yeah, no, it's not.
That one's
about
somebody you.
Else.
Remember that Offspring song about you? Pretty gay for a fat guy. Yeah, no, this guy's not at all what I would expect. I would expect him to be. Okay, there is some resistance stuff in here.
Okay, respect.
Which makes sense, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Him posting this Trump toilet paper.
Yes.
But then his comment is pretty neutral. It says respect the office. Hashtag respect the office. Yeah, you know what? This guy might not be as much of a tool as I assumed based on.
Really? You're going to walk back?
I am.
What you said about Noodles because you said the N-word through a word scrabble?
Yeah. That's what it looks. Hey, man. Sometimes you can't judge a book by its cover. Sometimes people surprise you, you know?
Oh, damn. Yep. I'm gay. How did we start talking about the Offspring?
I don't remember. We started talking about something, and then another thing got brought up.
Yep. So true. That is what happened.
Damn. It's a crazy world we live in where stuff like that happens.